Good afternoon, dear friends. As usual, Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman in the studio. I'm Boris, and Sasha is here with me. And we're going to continue our lessons according to Bala Sulam's letters. Last time we touched on the parable about a king, and today we have prepared another parable from letter number 25, about where he talks about ascents and descents. He is progressing with this parable. Let us maybe talk about ascents and descents in the beginning, Dr. Leitman. I'll explain it all in the parable. The matter is, which disturbs me a bit, is that people are gathering not at the beginning of the lesson, but afterward, after about 10 or 15 minutes of the lesson, and then they miss out on the beginning, and they don't really understand then what's the connection gets lost, but what can you do? So, in this letter number 25, this famous letter, Bala Sulam depicts to us states of ascent and descent in spirituality, that there's a certain laws working there, that we are, when we're in this world, we don't think that there needs to be, that states need to go after another, a good state, a bad state, a successful state, an unsuccessful state. In the spiritual world, where we really start getting into the spiritual process, so we start becoming aware of and getting to know and taking into account the ascents and the descents. Even such states, which really come one after another, and the falls are no less important than the ascents. And we need to relate to them seriously, and they need to be desirable like the ascents. And here Bala Sulam writes that if the ascent is for the purpose of an ascent, then the descent itself is considered as an ascent and not as a descent. And really, the descent itself is the ascent. The matter is that we, toward the purpose of creation, and I'll need to draw here, so we move like this. There is the growth of the ego, and upon it, we build the altruistic part. And again, there's another growth of the ego, and upon it, again, we build the altruistic part, which covers it. And as such, we rise. Descent, ascent, descent, ascent. And there's no other way of going about it. Meaning between ascent and descent, we have states that go according to this drawing. Therefore, we need to relate to the falls just as we relate to the rises. Because in the beginning, our ego grows in us. That is the ego. And then, upon it, we increase this spiritual ascent, the anti-ego. We use the ego in the opposite way to itself. I don't know how to write it. To give, I'll write altruism. And this is how it works. One, two, and then three, and then four. Meaning there can be no ascent here without a descent. Or we could draw it differently. An ascent, a descent, an ascent, a descent, an ascent, a descent. The bigger the ascent, the bigger the descent. Likewise, the bigger the descent, the bigger the ascent. And that's how they're connected, 1 to 2, 1 to 2. I, on purpose, am not writing 3 and 4 in order for us to understand that this is the phase that's important to us. Everything begins from the descent, as it's written in the Torah. Night and day were as one, meaning everything begins from the night, from the darkness. The parable, which explains to us this whole matter. It's like a rich man who had a young son. One day, the rich man had to travel far away for many years. And the rich man feared that his son would waste his wealth by poor judgment. So he exchanged his properties for gemstones, jewels, and gold, and built a cellar deep in the ground where he hid all the gold, the gemstone, and the jewels. But he also put his son in there. He summoned his loyal servants and ordered them to keep his son from leaving the cellar until his 20th birthday. Each day, they were to bring down to him every food and drink, but absolutely no fire or candles. Light. They were also to check the walls and seal every crevice so that no sunlight would penetrate. For his health, they were to take him out of the cellar each day for 1 hour and walk him through the city, but carefully watching that he doesn't run away.
When
his 20th birthday, they were to give him candles, open a window for him, and let him out. What's that like? It's like our state. The parable speaks about our state. The great one, the wise one, the very good father of ours, keeps us in this dark cellar on purpose. On purpose. In order for us to relate properly to what we have. Until we'll become wiser, so that we won't see all that wealth that's right next to us. And we can go outside. We can go outside, we can look around, as we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah. We see how others do a whole bunch of nonsense. Sometimes we might even envy them, how they just pass their time, and we're sitting and complaining, why have we still not received anything? But time passes by, and we gradually accumulate all kinds of impressions from what we have in this world, what we conceded, what we have given, in order for us to constantly have the ability to think about the upper world and the Creator, even though we don't see anything till today. Where all these states of ours will acclimatize by us and acclimatize in us, and until they do, we feel great suffering. As it's written in the parable, naturally the son's affliction was intolerable, especially when he would walk outside and see all the boys eating and drinking merrily on the street, without any guards or fixed hours, while he was imprisoned with a few moments of light. Meaning, in that they want to take him out for those walks, it actually turns out to be worse for him, because then he sees his state in relation to the others. And if he tried to run, meaning if we would want to escape from these actions of ours, he would be beaten mercilessly. Meaning we see that even if we leave Kabbalah, it doesn't benefit us. We eat ourselves. We think, what are we doing in this world? And we think it's not one or the other from both sides. But he was most upset when he heard that his own father had caused him this good affliction. That it comes to us from the Creator, to us, all this providence. But why and how did he do all that? He is the absolute good. For they were his father's servants, executing his father's orders, meaning everything around us simply executes what the Creator has imprinted. Naturally, he deemed his father the cruelest of all the cruel that ever lived. How could you punish your only son like that? That's what he starts getting to know in his state. And it's similar to us, that we're still incapable of justifying the Creator. We see how bad it is for us. 1 year, 2 years, 5 years and more, we sit and try to learn, to understand something. We bring out all of this knowledge from us, and in any case, we don't understand anything, we don't know anything. And in the end, we're in this growing darkness. However, on his 20th birthday, the servants lowered down to him a candle, as his father had commanded, and the boy took the candle and began to look around. And lo and behold, what did he see? Sacks filled with gold and every royal delight. The whole world is around him. Everything that he wants to do, he can do. He can use everything. He understands everything. Everything's at his fingertips. Eternity, perfection, everything. And only then did he understand that his father is truly merciful. And that all his trouble was only for his own good. He immediately understood that the servants would certainly let him out of the cellar. And so he did. He came out of the cellar, and there was no guarding, no cruel servants. Instead, he is a noble man, wealthier than the wealthiest people in the land.
Что же тут происходит?
So what's going on here?
Пишет Баля Сулам.
Баля Сулам writes that really nothing new happened here, but only within, in that young person, that son, he gained awareness of where he is and who is he. But really, nothing more than that. It just became clear that he was wealthy the whole time, even though according to his sensation, he was poor and destitute, oppressed in the pit all his days. Envious of all those others, of all these other boys who were freely walking around, you know, sitting in the evenings in cafes and meeting and having a good time. And he was there as if oppressed. In this cold and empty cellar. But all that was in his own emotion. And you, in one moment, he gained tremendous riches, as if he only just became rich, but he was always rich, but now he felt it. It's as if, like, now I get this notification from the bank that I received I received a great amount of money that just came to me after many years. I was living in Rehovot once. It happened to me once. It's a city not too far from here. And I had this bank account. Certainly I forgot about it. And the banks don't like to tell that to their customers. The money is there. They don't take it. And they don't need to notify you about it. So just one of my friends, just by chance, revealed that bank account when they went to the bank. Dealing with her own matters, she asked, you know, what about Leitman? And then the secretary there said, at the counter said, ah, look, he has here 90,000 shekel from a long time ago. It was, and a long time ago, that was a lot of money. It was something like $30,000. And that's how I got that wealth. So I understand this son who suddenly discovered that he really is rich. Well known, respected, turned out that everything's in his control. He knows how to control everything. He became eternal and perfect.
На то, что не случилось ничего нового, это случилось относительно него.
Limitless.
То есть между нами говорят.
And there was nothing new here. For him it was something new. Just to picture yourself such a thing.
Владимир, Торонто,
Молдова, Николаев, Киев, Алмата.
Все вы там сидите везде, Челябинск.
Алматы. All of you are sitting there. Chelyabinsk, etc. You are all sitting in the cellar. In the cellar. A dark cellar. And you cannot escape. You need to sit there for a certain period of time, and then they'll bring down a candle to you, and then you will see that in this cellar you don't actually need to leave. You don't need to go anywhere. You will simply see what is right before your eyes, and you'll just know how to use it properly. And then there won't be any need to hide that from you. Who can understand this allegory? One who understands that the sins are the deep cellar with the careful watch not to let one out. So this is what Balasulam writes. The cellar and the careful watch are all privileges, and the father's mercy over the son, where without it, it would have been impossible for him to be as wealthy as his father, meaning he needed to lock his son in there in order to give birth to new sensations in him. But the sins are actual sins and not mistakes. And before the son gains a sense of his wealth, he would think in this whole and complete way. But when he regained his wealth, he saw that all these were the father's mercies and not at all his cruelty. We need to understand that the entire connection of love between the father and his only son depends on the recognition of the father's compassion for the son regarding the cellar and the darkness and the careful watch, because the son sees in these mercies of the father a great exertion and profound wisdom, not in the limits, but in this compassion, because he could appreciate it. That is the parable about our state. In the meantime, there's no questions. There is this question. What are spiritual pains that are in my cellar, Dr. Leitman? Everything, attainment, awareness, sensation, eternity, wholeness, everything is right next to you. You just need to see where it is.
Константин задает из Новосибирска.
Question.
Непонятно, почему свет опускают.
It's unclear why they bring down that light to the cellar and they don't take the sun outside. Dr. Leitman, why should you take him outside? What will he see in the world? First, you need to see what vessels he has, where all the opportunities in the world exist inside him. Afterward, you can take him outside with those vessels so that he could truly use the whole world. Should we continue? Question. So the vessels are internal properties, Dr. Leitman? Certainly, those are his properties. He doesn't need anything else. In spirituality, we are naked. We have nothing in our world. No vessels. You don't take anything from here. No wealth. Even the knowledge that you accumulate here, you don't need that in the spiritual world. There you need different knowledge. How to be in a good connection with each other. Krasnodar. We don't hear. We don't hear you.
There's
a problem with questions. In general with questions? Okay, guys, listen. They told me that there's problems with your questions today. When they organize that, they're trying to fix it, so then you can ask questions. You can ask your questions in the chat, Dr. Leitman. Yes, write to us in the chat. Question. If all the opportunities in the world exist in me, so then it turns out that everything depends on me, so how do I reveal them, Dr. Leitman? Certainly everything only depends on a person. There is nothing other than a person. There are no other active souls. The Creator does everything, but according to the person's command. So there are no questions or complaints in relation to the Creator. Whatever you want is what you will get. Question. Elena from London is asking, our sensation, where we feel ourselves in different situations, is that a result of our inner work, or is that the direct influence of the Creator, Dr. Leitman? Our sensations are a result of our inner work, yes, certainly. Together with the attitude of the Creator toward us. However, it's not just an outcome of the work. What is the work? The work is our work of God, the work for the Creator. The result of our influences upon the Creator and His response toward us. Question. Our actions are also... They also encourage the Creator to bestow to us. If we wouldn't bestow, so He wouldn't bestow back to us. Dr. Leitman, certainly, it's mutual connection. Question. I measure my inner work in order for the Creator to influence, to bestow to me more. Dr. Leitman, certainly. The Creator is absolute. He has no changes of state. He has no changes of mood. He is the absolute good. And it's a sure state of the end of correction that we will discover in the future, that state. Therefore, that's how we need to relate to it. Meaning, what I receive from above, I actually receive a copy of my attitude to the Creator, where He is the absolute good, the bestower, and then it returns to me. Okay, now we can continue with the questions. Kiev, please. And why are you also not now in the elections? Certainly we're in the connections. Our question is as follows. The cellar, the dark cellar. What is that? All the guards that the father put there is in order for us not to receive without the right intention? Dr. Leitman, correct. Otherwise, you would be, you couldn't be educated, you couldn't be raised. You understand yourselves. Question, yes, we know that. Therefore, we need to go and vote. And that intention becomes stabilized, that light comes down in order to stabilize us. Dr. Leitman, yes, let's put it that way. Certainly, the light doesn't descend and rise, but that's preferable for us to speak that way. It descends to us, it comes to us. Continuing, who else? Why are you so sad over there?
Леонид из Троицка спрашивает, как может являться милостью и милосердием тот мрак, надежный
свет? How mercy is in able to be? What kind of gems and gemstones and gold could be there in the cellar? Dr. Leitman, it's order to protect the ego of a person, otherwise he could just run out to any direction. He didn't choose that because they weren't ready according to their soul. And that boy, that son, he was ready for that. But these states needed to be there from before. Therefore, they... they take him out and they deal with him like everyone else. So certainly he, in relation to them, he doesn't think that he enjoys in life. He learns at night, in the morning, he goes to conventions, to friends' gatherings. He is always in this split in a state. It's all quite difficult. Even though in our days, it's not as difficult as it once was. Once, even about 30 or 40 years ago, it was different. It was different. Let's say if I started learning Kabbalah at about 1975, 1976, the conditions were different. They were very different. Very foggy. Today it's very different, much easier. However, the work is long and difficult until a person reaches the age of 20, as it's written. The age of 20 is independence. That's how it's considered in Kabbalah. There is this gradation. According to the entrance into spirituality, there is ibur, conception, and yenika, nursing, in relation to the state of ascent. And then at the age of 2, 4, 6, 12, 13, 16, and 20, and then 60, 70. And then 120. But 20 years is considered as, from 20 onward, a person is considered as an adult, a man, in every sense of that word. We'll continue with Krasnodar. You wanted to ask?
Скажите, пожалуйста, в чем
Hello, yes.
Богатство это? Что это такое богатство? И охранники
What is that wealth? Спасибо. And the guards, what do they guard him from? Dr. Leitman, the wealth is the Or Chochma, the light of wisdom, which he starts to see and understand everything happening to him, and in general in the whole of creation, above time and place. That's first. Secondly, the guards are the individual egoistic properties of his, which hold him, around him. What else did she ask? That was it. Anything else? No. Okay, let others ask. Who else? Novosibirsk. They had a question. Good afternoon. Thanks to what vessels do you determine the quality of the information that you give us? Dr. Leitman, I feel generally these students, and this is this general level, a general level. If today you happened to come to the lesson, so I won't take you as an example. That doesn't represent that example for me. I take people who have been, let's say, for about 2 years of study, and they, for me, are the, let's say, consumers of my product. I hope that I answered your question. Plovdiv?
Можно ли сказать, что...
Hello. Could you say that exiting the cellar is the choice in a good environment? Dr. Leitman, when a person is capable of connecting himself correctly with the environment, which directs him to the Creator, it is then considered that he can exit the cellar. Then from that place, he starts seeing that it's not a cellar. In short, everything changes. Really. All the boundaries open. He turns into an absolute, perfect, eternal, etc., etc. Moscow.
Доброго времени. Слышно?
Да, да.
Good afternoon.
Раф, скажите, пожалуйста, вот из притчи видно, что юноша осознает...
In this parable we see that the boy understands that his father is compassionate and merciful after he received all that wealth. Isn't that some kind of egoistic gratitude? What changed? Because until they showed him the cellar... Because until they put light in the cellar, the father was as if against him. Dr. Leitman, if he would discover that wealth before he suffered enough, then he would have received it as a spoiled kid. But if he previously understood what is the meaning of life, how he needs to live and work and what he needs to attain in this life, and then afterwards he attained that wealth, the wealth is the forces, it's knowledge. Now he knows how to use that correctly, not to waste it on all kinds of pubs and bars, but to engage in his own spiritual ascent. And now he understands how wise his father was. Vilnius. Hello. There is this matter here where they bring the boy out to walk around, and then they return him to the cellar. So that moment... How does he understand where he is in the egoistic world, and then when he comes back into his dark world? He doesn't have any moment of awareness when he switches from state to state. How can he understand this game of the light between the incorrect and the darkness? Dr. Leitman, if he feels that walking at night and evenings in all the places, wherever he sees all the others, at cafes, walking around, dancing, and getting to know each other, mingling, if he sees all that and suffers why he doesn't have that, and he is pressured to be in some dark cellar and thinks, why? It's because they gave him such desires, such longings, where instead of mingling around now, people are sitting here next to me on Sunday and they're dealing with some kind of philosophy. So certainly he suffers, but that suffering accumulates and brings him to conclusions, which are only solved at the age of 20. But he needs them. He looks at his entire life, and they still appear to him as good. And when he reaches his age of 20, then this life doesn't appear as good to him. He already starts understanding that the truth is above it. And despite that in which he cannot relate to that with all of his qualities and appreciate the Creator, to appreciate his Father, in any case, he already understands and he is not envious so much of those bums who are enjoying this corporeal life. He starts appreciating spiritual life, his spiritual life. Question. I also want to scrutinize this age of 20. That is as if that comes from the Creator himself. The person reaches some kind of understanding, some awareness, but that age that comes from the Creator, right? Dr. Leitman, it's always the case. It always comes from the Creator. Nothing comes from the person himself. The Creator does everything. Almaty.
Я вас приветствую. Меня зовут Рауль, и вопрос лично.
Hello, Rav. My name is Raul. A personal question.
Какое ощущение внутреннего состояния?
How much in your own personal cellar does that light shine? What do you feel in your own personal state, and what do you do in order to feel that whole illumination as much as possible? Dr. Leitman, I do not sit in a cellar. For me, the entire world is the revelation of the Creator in all states, good and bad. And I enjoy from all the revelations and expressions of His because there is nothing other than Him. That state, it's worthwhile living for it. It's already a feeling of eternity and perfection, even though I'm still not complete. But it reveals before you. I thought Moscow wanted to ask. I don't see questions with the question marks. Why aren't you showing it to me? Moscow. You have a question?
No.
You don't have a question. We have more questions, translated questions this time, from T-Rex. Is everything around us only the Creator, and at a certain time the light will appear with all its goodness? Dr. Leitman, certainly that comes to us from the parable where it even appears to the child that his father does something aggressive and a terrible action towards him. It was all considered properly according to the nature of the son, with the need of preparing him for his eternal kingdom, for his eternal malchut, the eternal world. Another question. We can accelerate these 20 years and come out to the light sooner? Dr. Leitman, certainly. Even today, it only depends on you. If you would be capable to relate correctly to the world and to the Creator, I don't see Plovdiv. I think they had a question. Question. What does the son feel when he is in the cellar? Dr. Leitman, he feels bad. Like you, kind of. He wants to exit, but he cannot. The whole world pressures him from all sides. Nothing good illuminates to him. Really, it would have been good if he wasn't created, he even had such states. That is the dark cellar. And next to him, everything happens, whatever you can imagine to yourself. He writes, gold and gemstones, jewels, but it's all right next to you. You just don't see that. You don't have that vision. The vision means the Or Chozer, the reflected light, the quality of bestowal. The moment you have that, immediately you start seeing that you are in another world. Why do they count 20 years? Because 10 sefirot of Or Yashar, of direct light from above downward, and 10 sefirot of Or Chozer, reflected light from below upward, Krasnodar. Question. The responses of the father on the acts of the son. When the son is in a situation, such a tough situation, it could be, you know, that he loses control. So how does the father relate to the responses of the son? Dr. Leitman, the father relates simply. He created everything. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to create an independent son that could be equal to him. You understand? So the father, how can you put it? He can't do whatever he wants. He suffers more than the son. The father cannot do anything. He needs to raise the son to his own level. And the son, in order for him to be similar to the creator, on one hand, needs to be opposite to the creator, and on the other hand, similar to the creator. And it turns out that he needs to be composed of two opposite qualities. The quality of reception, the ego, and the quality of bestowal, altruism. These two qualities need to be balanced in the son. They need to complement one another. And the Creator gives all that to us, and we need these two qualities to complement them properly between us, inside us. That is the whole difference between them. Don't worry. All that will happen. It'll work out for you. Novosibirsk. Question. 20 years. From what moment? From what moment, Dr. Leitman? Really, from the beginning. But it's not our 20 years. You understand? It's not that. Even though it's really years upon years. But don't worry. Because the most important thing, what is the most important thing? During this life, to reach equivalence of form with the Creator. So you even have more than 20 years. So everything is before you. In general, if a person comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah, even if he's an adult, he still has enough time in order to reach his end of correction and exit the cellar. Kiev.
Да, скажите, почему пример именно с отношения отца с сыном?
Разве дочь? Why is the example the attitude of the father toward the son? What the father didn't have a daughter? How would we relate to the daughter? Dr. Leitman, well, you have a daughter, that's why you're asking? No?
Значит, дело в том, что
the thing is,
мужчина имеется в виду,
man means gever in Hebrew. It comes from the word itgabrut. The man, the word for man, gever, comes from the word for overcoming, itgabrut, where he's capable of overcoming himself. Woman is considered as weak in relation to that because she cannot overcome herself. Therefore, the example is always on the gever, on the man. Also in our world, first and foremost, there is this obligation to come into equivalence of form with the Creator, even though in our days it relates also to women. But it's a very complex system connected to the annulment of genders, with what we see in our world, how we see this intermingling of genders where women can actually be much more successful in this than men. They are much more sharp on the goal.
Можно еще один вопрос у нас?
Да, да.
Он заключается в том, алло.
They are locked on the goal, and they're much more loyal and devoted. Question: the parable sounds very passive to me. Why does this father, who loves his son so much, didn't he go out with the son for those walks? Why didn't he speak with him, have conversations with him in order to speed up the process of the son? Dr. Leitman, if the father would go out to walk with the son, then the son would become more spoiled. So that's what the father did. He left. And that's what he commanded upon the son, that you guards take him out for 1 hour from that cellar in order so that he can feel what it means to be outside, and then immediately put him back into the cellar. Riga. Question. In the 1960s, it was tough with the wisdom of Kabbalah. Now it's much easier to exit the cellar, right? Dr. Leitman, you're correct. The time's accelerating a lot. There are no more questions here, but there are questions that they sent us here. How can you not envy those so-called bums outside and the person is in the darkness there? Dr. Leitman, but what do they envy? What, there's food, sex, family?
Слава, власть, знание.
And then money, honor, control, knowledge.
Пунктиков эгоистических нашего мира.
All in all, six discernments in our world.
И наполняясь которыми, он может наслаждаться.
That can attract a person. Where he can enjoy from them. But they end together with his life. And beyond that, there is nothing. They even end before that. When we start becoming old, then all that already disappears. We already act in order to savor those last few years of our life. All of our earthly fulfillments in our times undergo some revision. We understand that they have nothing. You see my address? You can write to this address.
Чтобы задавать вопросы на английском языке, их не задавали. Насколько я понял. А здесь Влад продолжает этот же вопрос.
That must be the address for questions in English. We have another question. What others don't, the one in the cellar doesn't enjoy from food, sex, family, money, under control, knowledge? Dr. Leitman, he enjoys from everything, but only when he can relate it to the Creator. Novosibirsk. Question. The light comes into the cellar.
Когда сын уравновешивает в себе вот эти две силы, да? Только в этом случае.
When the son can balance these two forces in him, right? Dr. Leitman, yes, when he is at the age of 20. Question. How can he not be furious at the father that sends him all these things? Dr. Leitman, he does, but these guards limit him. And afterward, he starts understanding that this is how the he's being raised and educated in order to become like the king. And then he starts understanding it where he doesn't see the guards. They don't exist for him at all. He holds it to himself. He limits himself. He himself acts as he should. Let's move on. Саша, question from Ashdod. How should we feel as the son in the cellar? Many people are studying and they don't feel that way. What depends on me? Dr. Leitman, you can feel as the chosen one if you relate to your friends, where you want only for their benefit, only to connect them, and you're ready to battle with yourself, with your laziness, with your ego, with your indifference, in order to turn them into this great, well-connected group that the Creator can become revealed in. And then you become awarded the correct preparation and connection among yourselves. And then your beloved father would return and then would see what his beloved son has reached. Let us move on. Question from Puerto Rico. How can one remain focused when one starts learning Kabbalah despite everything else happening? Guys, okay. Dr. Leitman. Guys, okay. I don't know how many times you guys are studying during the week, how intensive are your studies. So don't ask me how does it work out in your states. It all depends on your efforts. We have many lessons in all languages, translated to all languages. Everything is there for you. If you would make a bit of an effort, you will accelerate the times. And if you learn once a week, then certainly that's not enough. Almaty. Hello, do you hear?
Hello,
Dr. Leitman. I have two questions. Where is the mother? And if she exists, what is that quality? And another question, all the children are there? Maybe there are sick children or mentally ill children. Do they also put them into the cellar? Dr. Leitman, the mother went to the mother, and there are no other children. You are the only son to your only father. Other than that, there are guards that limit you so that you won't go out of your bounds too much. Or if you want it put in a positive sense, then, or you could do it in a negative sense, but they will show you how you can reach the correct state, a state of wealth, where, as it's written, to the wealth through the racket. Question, let's say that this, hypothetically, let's say the son escaped. He just saw that there's no future there in the cellar, and as much as he ascended. Dr. Leitman, it could be, yes. But even such a thing would be planned from the beginning by the Creator. And in general, yes, it does happen. Why not? Sometimes a person gets, you know, really drunk, and sometimes that's even healthy. And even just has a really good time, lets loose, and that's healthy for him. Question, could the son, after he exits the cellar, Can he return for the same amount of years? Dr. Leitman, no. There's no such state. It only works in one direction. Meaning, it seems to you that you're exiting the cellar and coming back and exiting again and coming back, but again, it's all towards the exit from it. Question. How can I understand that I really am on the path to the Creator? Dr. Leitman, it is only in relation to your connection with the friends, the amount of your connection with the friends. Question, why are there people who learn Kabbalah and they suffer in this world just like normal people? What do they feel in their suffering? Dr. Leitman, why shouldn't they suffer? I don't understand. If a person immediately when he started studying Kabbalah stopped suffering, and maybe he'd get money in his bank account and all kinds of other benefits, then people would just leave the spiritual work. But Kabbalah is spiritual work. Rostov. Question. Hello. When we listened to the parable, we imagined this dark cellar. It seems like a person needs to be healthy mentally and physically. Dr. Leitman, that's the stage you're in. The sailor is our world.
Москва.
Moscow.
Раф, а
Dr. Leitman.
Спустят ли свет к юноше, question. Если в течение 20 лет он не успел или не смог...
Did they bring down the light to the sun if in the 20 years he wouldn't have succeeded to correct himself? Dr. Leitman, there's no such thing. If he works on himself, then he would succeed to do that and could even get it before the 20 years. Nur Sultan.
No. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот если
question.
Тот момент,
hello.
Когда
this moment,
когда спускают свет, это значит переход к солнцу.
Where they bring down the light to him. Is that the exit to the spiritual world?
Нет. Когда спускают свет,
Dr. Leitman, no. When they bring down the light to him, that's still not the transition to the spiritual world, but it's already just before him. It's as an opening or introduction to the spiritual world. Nur Sultan, is everything okay there?
Хорошо.
Okay.
Вопрос Юрия.
Да.
Можно ли просить о добавке материального эго, к примеру, если нет желания к созданию себя?
Can we request more earthly ego if I don't have a yearning for family and work? Dr. Leitman, why should we ask for an increase of ego? We can ask for spiritual qualities. Why should we request opposite qualities? We should always be yearning in a progressive direction. Yoshkarola, you didn't ask me any question. And it's not good enough, just the smiles. Kiev. If the cellar is our world, then what does it mean to go for a walk in the city? Dr. Leitman, it's when they give you a bit of an ascent for a little bit. It's okay, we'll learn that. You cannot interpret it differently. I saw another question there in Kiev, right? Novosibirsk.
Нету вопроса больше. Хорошо.
No question. Okay.
Мы, в общем-то, подходим к концу. Есть несколько сообщений.
We're reaching the end here. There are a few announcements.
Началась запись на новый курс Mac Online, который начнется буквально...
We have registration to the Mac Online course that is starting on April 4th.
Также открылся курс изучения...
The course and registration is starting.
Можно присоединиться.
We also have new courses starting in St. Petersburg.
И оставить ваши комментарии.
Вильнюс, я хочу Вильнюс. Еще. Пожалуйста, Вильнюс.
I want to hear Vilnius. Question. Sorry about the wait. Bala Sulam, why did he not speak about the moment when a person in the cellar needs to teach him that he needs to learn? Why did he not speak about studying? Dr. Leitman, he studies from that in which he sees the difference between this world and the spiritual world, and the gods and his desires. That is the study that he undergoes. He doesn't need to read books. He sees from what is happening. That is the study. And now we need to end. I wish you all to be healthy and more serious. Serious internally toward our method. But you can constantly continue smiling to each other. You're not smiling there. And that you all have it good. And we'll meet in another week. And we'll continue with those smiles, our spiritual journey to your health.